know those are small. Mr. Nixon brought with him today a larger survey copy to show that if you guys want to look at it, you're welcome to look at that. But it's essentially exactly a couple of copies there in front of you.
Okay.
And other than that, if you all have any questions, we did notify utility providers. Utility providers were notified for White River Electric and Optimum, I believe, were the two. And we received nothing back from either of them indicating any problems or anything of that sort.
Okay. All right. Well, this is the order we have, or the vacation we have presented to us, so we'll just open it up into a public hearing session. So at this time, we'll call to order the public hearing for the road vacate for the road and bridge file number 25-126, road and bridge. All right, and we have the evidence or information provided to us in the packet here. Mr. Tom Motley will be representing for the Nixon family, is that correct?
Mr. Keyes, do you want to read the petition into the record?
I think you do a fine job, if
you
wouldn't mind.
I always have the privilege, and I just want to let you have the same.
I appreciate that, but go right ahead.
Thank you. Can we go ahead and read it now?
Please, sir. At this time, we'll ask that the petition be read into the record.
Mr. Elliott, do I need to read in the matter of, or just the portion where it says petition?
I mean, technically, you can mark it as an exhibit.
You know, in the past, you said I had to read it, so...
That's only when it has all the coordinates.
Then read it all.
No, so I can just exhibit A? I'm going to propose that we label this Exhibit A and enter into the record. Move to enter into the record Exhibit A with today's date of January 6, 2026.
Second.
Have a motion and a second for entering this into the record. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Surprised you and Shane didn't vote against it just to make me read it.
On the next one.
Okay.
All right. So we have the petition now is entered into the record. Discussion amongst all of us, since we are in a public hearing session. The map we have in front of us shows the vacates. I do have some questions for the council as far as blocking, if you don't mind to approach Tom.
Yes.
Mr. Motley, sorry. So this section here seems to exceed where their driveway enters?
Yes.
Which this is not the petitioner.
No, this is the petitioner. This gentleman here.
Okay, so he it's showing up different.
Can I get this?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is your home or...
Correct.
Okay. Can we get the beacon map up? Sorry, usually we have the beacon map already pulled up, so we're not looking at these.
If you need something bigger, we can... This may be easier for you to look at.
Maybe.
This is... Mr. Nixon owns this entire piece. There's also personal ones over here. They're only asking to go up in this area, but they are not in this area.
Okay, HDMI.
Okay. It does.
Okay.
And then they'll get it up there to where now we can put it into perspective and pull some names off there, because I don't think our beacon is updated to the point where it shows that this one, what we see.
Arcadia Landing.
Arcadia Landing.
Okay. Thank you, Tom.
Go to the subdivision search.
Okay. Can you zoom in there, Ms. Lovelace? Yeah, now if you can drag it to the top right, sorry, by the way. There you go. This gets us here. You don't have your laser pointer yet, do you, Commissioner Williams?
I don't. I mean yet.
I thought you were asked for one.
There used to be one down here. So what do you want to know?
So on the far right side, Cove View, so, no, you're good. Just leave the map there. So the bottom right house right there.
This one?
That one. So the proposed vacate we have, if I'm looking at it correctly, you guys, there's a section off the back side that you're wanting to vacate behind their house.
Which is right here?
No, it's this.
May I approach the map?
Yeah, absolutely, because what I'm seeing, Tom, is...
The one piece you are pointing to...
Is right...
No, right here.
Slip up here. This is the particular house and property. So that one slip is the grass area here.
Okay.
There is a trail here. This is used by the neighborhood to access a boat dock, but it does not impede on that trail. It's just the grass slip.
That's off the back side there.
So you're talking about... Nick, were you talking about this one? Or were you talking about this one?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, off the back side, but I see there's a lot in between there. See where that comes down? Because it's not... That does not show up on there as the lot lines are.
Gentlemen, if you hit lot lines...
I can't see. That's the problem, is I can't. There's a glare and.
See, this has it showing you.
Am I on it? That just gives us the hatches there and there.
So that is another lot right out of the yard. See, I'm anticipating.
Right here? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's this portion
that
here.
Section right there, yeah. With these small lot sizes, I mean, they're 50 by 60, 60 by 60
oh,
lots.
Oh, there I can see it now. Cove View Road.
Yeah. It slips right in the back side of
Shane,
it.
Shane, do you mind hitting that light?
Yeah.
It kind of helps.
So the area in question, if I...
Yeah,
it'd be,
right,
it'd be
yeah.
This. It'd be this
it'd
right
be
here.
That one
yeah,
right
it's,
there.
It's
yeah.
From this red line down to here. It's not. This is not proposed to be vacated. Simply from this point here down to this.
To
point
there.
Here.
Okay.
Go.
And this is all core.
Correct.
Yes.
And then the other section of it is behind the house, from the way I can see this.
Is that? See, I'm not even seeing a.
I'm not either there, but it's showing.
The old plat. When you actually draw it in, it doesn't show on here. The old plat actually goes down into the core area, but since they redone the lake, that's part of the reason we're just asking to get rid of it, because it's not accurate as it actually flows. And I think if you look, there's another map that I attached to you, which is significantly older.
This one?
Yes. That's the original plat. And when you look at that, what's actually on the ground,
yeah, so this is what I reviewed originally, and it's like, well, that,
yeah.
So then, what is this highlighted for?
So that's part of the vacated.
This area here is what Mr. Nixon owns.
No, the road.
Oh, he's asking to have this area vacated. For instance, it would be approximately
from about here down.
Down. And this gentleman here, this house and this house, he has joined in with the petition as well. He is, that's Mr. Fowler and his wife.
Okay.
And we're only asking to go to his north property line on the top piece because there's somebody else up above him. But if you go up above.
Right there?
That is a different part. So we are not asking to have that portion.
So it would be from roughly this area down?
Yes, sir.
And then is there an easement here that people have access to use for the docks? Is there a dock down here somewhere?
I believe so.
There are people that cut across here. There's also, this road would still remain open down to this point right there, which, since this is, so if anybody, I guess, theoretically wanted to come down, you can see there's a road that comes to here, would end up latching onto this. But it's my understanding is there are people who may come down and use a dock. You can't see it down here. There's a dock somewhere. You can also see a road access that kind of runs around here as well.
So people access this dock from where?
Yeah, but I believe that might be the dock that people access. So it's that sliver. Here that they come down and they come on that trail.
Where do they park their vehicles? Because how many slips are there, do you know? And how many, I'm trying to remember what the regulations are. You have to have what? Cody, do you know one slip for every, or one parking spot for every three slips or one and a half?
Vehicles are not using that. That's all like golf carts and
no, I'm talking about
vehicles.
But the Corps has a requirement of.
They do. I don't know.
The Corps has a requirement of so many parking spots per slips, and that should be a recorded easement somewhere.
Yeah, and I wonder if it's not off of that corner right there.
Right here? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. That's what I'm just trying to figure out. Mr. Elliott, you understand why I'm asking these questions?
Yeah, I mean, it appears to me that the road to the southwest-ish is all on the Corps property. So the T is being sought to vacate, and then the sliver that you're asking about appears to have some potential access to the boat dock.
My concern is this, right here. I guess that'd be their driveway. Do you have any concerns over that?
Do I? Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I have concerns about the southwestern part of the T because it's all on Corps property. The Corps was not a petitioning party. So that is a technical concern that I had. The practical concern is the one to the southeast that you're going to have.
This doesn't bother me because I don't think anybody utilizes that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Is there a way to have the Corps give a become a petition of the? I mean, how do we address the concerns?
Based upon the survey. Corps of Engineer monuments are actually south of what's shown on the beacon. I'm happy to show this to Mr. Elliott if you'd like to look at it.
So you're saying beacon's line is not showing where the actual,
according to the survey?
Yeah. No, I didn't see that.